Your spiritual transformation can be an exhausting and frightening experience. Many of us hold on to a personal safety net, but the path of liberation can be walked effortlessly. Welcome to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment, with Brigitte Boyer and Saint Germain. Join many divine masters and angels of love and light who are here to help ease the intensity of these times of birthing a new paradigm on Earth. Now here's your host, Brigitte Boyer.
Well, hello, everybody. Greetings and welcome to The Power of Transformation. It is such a pleasure to be with all of you here today again. My name is Brigitte Boyer, and I will be your host for the next hour. Also with me is Ascended Master Saint Germain, and this time we even have Al Moria, Archangel Michael, and Lady Faith with us. And they will use me as their channel and instrument of the light to speak to you directly during this time. If you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. You can also contact me directly via email at info@lightbridge101.com. And that is spelled LIGHTBRIDGE101. I also highly recommend signing up for my newsletter on my website to receive channeled messages from the Hierarchy of Light on a regular basis. It's just such a nice way, you know, you get it once a month and it starts a month just right. So if you're interested, sign up for it. All the music on the show is created by Mike Snyder. To find out more about him, other recorded music and events, or his services in general, please go to my resource tab on my website. Now let's begin with the show. Well, focus of the show is the first ray. And I have to tell you, the first ray has really, really impacted my life a lot. And I want to share a little bit about it before I hand it over to Saint Germain. Actually, he suggested it because sometimes the whole concept of surrender can feel so overwhelming. What does it even mean? Surrender, capitulation, giving up in the face of adversity, first ray, being tested, being strong, Archangel Michael with a sword, cutting away illusions. It all sounds so overwhelming. We do know that there are different types of power. And so what does first ray power really mean? What is divine power? And also, why is there first ray, second ray, and why are there seventh rays? So let's start with why are there seven different sacred rays? There are a lot more rays than that, but I am going to focus throughout this radio show series on the seventh ray. If you consider God, Source, Creator, all that is, being this vast essence that we are all part of, you can name it whatever you want to, but I think everyone can agree, even religions, that there is this one great essence that we are all part of. And so in the beginning, and I love the way the masters told me the story, and it really feels so good. In the beginning, God, Source, Creator, all that is, was just all that is, and didn't really know what that meant, that state of grace. If you've only experienced love and never anything else, you don't really know what love is like. The same, if you've only been in this place of stillness and grace and you haven't really allowed yourself to experience different aspects of the duality of things, you don't know. And often duality gets very much judged here on earth, and yet it is a beautiful way to learn about your divine self, to learn about divinity, to learn about grace. And so God, Source, Creator, all that is, chose to create an illusion that it split itself up in all these different aspects. And the idea is for all these aspects to work their way back into all that is through different pathways that exist. And seven of the main pathways are the pathways of the seven sacred rays. And we will go more about them, but the concept is they have certain lessons, certain attributes, certain ways of learning about yourself that teach you about your own divinity. And so the lesson of the first ray is very much the surrendering to something greater than you, to realize that you are part of something greater, and to learn to have that trust and faith in this greater, whether you call it your spiritual self or your divine self, your God self, or your divine I Am presence, that you have trust and faith that in that alignment, that It will step in and help you and support you and provide for you. And all of us, especially those of you who listen to a radio show like this, we truly desire to ascend again and merge back into all that is, into that higher vibration of love, into the higher dimensions. So for us, the lessons continuously are about how to bring these opposing forces that we're experiencing on Earth together into this sacred union of oneness, and how to raise ourselves up in this sacred union of spirit and matter so that we no longer become like this candle in the wind, that whenever something happens, we move back and forth and we are not really feeling safe, and we still have the strong fight and flight mode from ancient times in us. How can we move beyond that so we can be in a place of peace? And the first ray very much helps with that. Granted that it takes effort and discipline, because it asks you to face your fears, really, to say, okay, I know that even within my fears, there is divine purpose. It teaches me about myself. So I remember when I received one of my greatest first ray lessons, I was working as an accounting manager for a freight forwarding firm, and I was responsible to make sure that all the money came in, that we were able to do the payroll and everything else. And I was already doing my spiritual work. I was connected. I was communicating with the angels and the masters. And I never forget that I so much wanted to make this right. And it felt like the whole weight of this company was on my shoulders. And suddenly the resources started to go away. I wasn't even able to really know whether I was going to be able to pay the employees at this point. And I didn't want to fail. I didn't want to stop. I didn't want to be the one that says, okay, this business is really just going bankrupt. And at some point, I always had a minimum amount of money. At some point, even that minimum was gone. I didn't know how to make payroll. And I never forget that time. I drove home. I went for a walk. And I opened myself up to the hierarchy of light. And I said, basically, whatever needs to happen has to happen. Either the company goes bankrupt, and that's okay, and I'm willing to accept that, or you find a solution for me, I surrender it to you, whatever is in the highest good and for the best of all, may that happen. I fully let go of control. I'm willing to experience whatever needs to be experienced as long as it's for the highest good. And lo and behold, 24 hours later, the next day, one of the clients asked us to collect a huge amount of money on their behalf and hang on to it for a year, which helped us with the cash flow, and everything was resolved. The reason why I'm telling this story is because I didn't know how I would find the resources to pay the employees. I didn't know how it would come about. All I knew was that I had to accept and allow whatever needed to come next to happen. I couldn't control it anymore. So surrender is really that energy of allowance, to allow yourself to receive support from another source, and especially to allow yourself not to know how this support is going to look like. So often we think the only way we are going to be able to find a solution is by winning in the lottery, or by, you know, finding a job that pays X amount of dollars, but you don't know. You don't know how the resolution to a situation is going to be given to you if you allow the divine to help you. So with the first ray, it is very much about opening yourself up to receive support from a greater source, from your spiritual self, by being willing to accept whatever is to come. And I'm telling you, and I'm sure you can all agree, that's not an easy task to do. Well, they call ascension and becoming an ascended master, mastership. I mean, the word master implies mastership. So obviously, there is that whole concept of stepping beyond the duality and finding ways to deal with your fear. And we are not doing this just for ourselves. These are such momentous times we are all living in. This journey of transformation, this whole radio show, is to help all of us in this process of assisting humanity and Gaia as a whole to raise its frequency to a higher level so that we can experience times of love, joy, peace, and harmony. All of what we're facing right now, all of our fears, are partially fears of humanity. And by doing so, we are helping humanity to ascend to another consciousness level in a way that doesn't have to be so traumatic, that doesn't have to be through earthquakes and super volcanoes and tidal waves and the earth breaking apart. And oh my God, all these predictions that were given, we are all so much working on taking on some of that intensity within ourselves so it can be a peaceful resolution for all. So when you right now in these last few months feel overwhelmed by the intensity, it is rightfully so. Everything is speeding up. We've had a very, very powerful month with September, with the solar eclipse, the partial solar eclipse, the full lunar eclipse. And now we are gearing up the next month to what's lovingly called the 11-11 star portal. It is a specific time where unique frequencies of change and transformation come down from the galactic heart and from the universal heart to support the birthing process here on Earth. And what we are doing in the process is make room right now, facing all of our fears, transforming and transmuting them to make room for what is to come in as new energy, as new understanding, as new concepts. We are all beginning to rewrite history by changing the wordage of a lot of things, by changing the understanding of a lot of things. And so all of you are part of this. And the first ray energy today will assist you in this process. So first, Saint Germain is going to come through, but main focus really will be El Moria, Archangel Michael, with his divine complement of Lady Faith. And isn't it amazing that the name of his divine complement is Lady Faith? Here you have Archangel Michael with his sword so strong, cutting away illusions, often depicted in fighting and killing demons. And yet his divine complement is faith. Think about it. What does it mean to you? It means that the real battle is the battle of trust and faith, where we so often feel afraid to step into the void, into the unknown, to go through the changes necessary, where in reality, it is exactly this womb, this void, that allows us to step deeper into our divine essence, that allows us to give birth to a whole new paradigm. So surrender is going beyond the fear, beyond the darkness, into our divine essence, into the light that then can nurture us, support us, bring us abundance, bring us the relationships that bring us happiness, and allow us to be who we really are meant to be. Live our heritage, be the healers, be the teachers, be the guides, or do a kind of job that makes you happy. Any job that you find happiness in doing, that raises your passion and that makes you feel alive, is of spiritual nature, because anything that's connected to joy, love, and happiness is of the highest vibration. So even if you feel that you're not a healer, you are by radiating out that beautiful light that is within you. And if the time to allow this surrender to happen, to allow the sacred union with spirit and matter to take place, it is now. 2015 adds up to the number 8. It holds a strong vibrational frequency of bringing two aspects together. So all year long, we've experienced being touched by spirit over and over again, spinning a little bit out of control, facing some of our deeper issues again and again, but by doing so, liberating ourselves to have a whole new experience of who we are. And so look at your own life. We will be going for break soon, and then Saint Germain is going to come through afterwards. And I invite you right now to look at your own fears in a new way, to look at them and ask yourself, what is the worst case scenario in this? And am I willing to have enough trust and faith in my divine essence, in God, in Source, in Creator, in my guardian angel, And whoever you're connecting with on a spiritual level, do I have enough trust and faith to believe that as I work through this fear, or as I open myself up to this fear, and as I accept it, and as I allow it, if necessary, if it's for the highest good, if I allow myself to experience this fear, will I be provided for? Think about that. Will I be provided for? That is a key question you want to ask yourself, because the only way to release fear is not by rejecting it. It is not by controlling it. It will only keep it alive. The only way to bring transformation to your darkness, to your fears, is by embracing them with love, by taking them in, by merging them back within you into all that is. And the only way you can do that is by full acceptance of what is to come, in the knowing that it will be for your highest good. So, that being said, just allow yourself to spend a moment and to be willing, in this alignment with the first ray, to just consider that you're being provided for, and that you can take in that fear, and that you'll be safe, that you will actually be safe. So we will have a little piece of music that's going to play now, and then you will immediately be talking directly to the masters who are going to be present at this time. Greetings. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I come before you at this time of transformation. And as Brigitte already told you, you are being prepared further and further to be in alignment with your spiritual self. And everything that is not in alignment with your spiritual self must be released. You've made very powerful choices that have brought you to this place. And even so, some of you feel that you're still in the midst of chaos and darkness. Know that all of this is just a necessary purging to get you where you need to be. Make it your mantra to say, I am divinity in action. I am divine love. I am divine light. I am a liberated spirit in physical form. Use these terms to remind yourself of what is important, especially in the midst of chaos. Even if you write yourself notes, whatever helps you to refocus on your journey of transformation. And most importantly, know that on the path of enlightenment, you cannot be afraid of change. Welcome change. If there's any constant in this time, in this lifetime of yours, it is change. Earth has asked for change. December 21st, 2012 marked a time of great change, where humanity and Gaia said, it's time to awaken. It's time to shift from the contraction to the expansion. And so, just like the in-breath and the out-breath of God, you too are now breathing in life force and expanding yourself to become who you truly are meant to be. And certainly, in the beginning of every time that one awakens, every moment you awaken further, there is this moment of fear. There's this moment where you feel overwhelmed by the new impressions that are coming to you, when you psychically open up more, when you feel more, when you sense more, it becomes overwhelming at times. But now that you're not alone, we are all here with you to support you. And that is what the first ray is all about. The first ray is about giving you an extra amount of strength and courage to face your fears in a way you've never done before, to empower you that you are truly an aspect of God, Source, Creator, all that is, and that as you allow yourself to surrender to your divine I Am presence, to surrender to your God self, that you shall be provided for in the most miraculous ways. Miracles can happen every moment of your life. The key is to allow yourself to relax enough, to open up enough so that they can happen. Fear freezes you. If you envision a hand in form of a fist, there's no room for anything to go through that fist. It is all tight, and it takes a tremendous effort to keep a fist closed, to keep a hand closed. So the moment you surrender, this moment you step into that place of trust and faith, that fist can open up to an open palm, and then you can receive and you can be supported. And it does not take so much strain when you allow yourself to ride the cosmic waves of transformation, to allow yourself to be moved to where you need to be instead of trying to control where you want to be. This is no longer about wanting and needing. This is about allowance. So we have here with us El Moria, Archangel Michael, and Lady Faith. Now, of course, all three of them will not be able to speak through Brigida at the same time. What is going to happen is that Archangel Michael and Lady Faith are going to hold the space, are going to work on all of you, the audience, directly, representing the divine feminine and the divine masculine and the power thereof, the power of surrendering into that loving embrace of the yin and the yang, that whole complexity of being whole in alignment of spirit and matter merged together into oneness. So Archangel Michael will work on you to cut away, if you allow it, more and more of those attachments that no longer serve you. You will feel his presence with you. You will feel him working on you, on your energy body, releasing what no longer serves you. When it feels a little uncomfortable, simply breathe in and out deeply and just know that it is safe. At the same time, Lady Faith will also work directly on your heart to infuse your heart with that power that only a place of grace, a place of trust and faith in grace will give you. So you will find your heart calming down and yourself moving into this place of inner knowing that everything is in perfect divine order, no matter how it appears to you right now. Everything is in perfect divine order. And El Moria, he will guide you into a deeper understanding of what it means to be connected to the first ray. So I will step back now and I will let El Moria come through to you directly through Brigida as a channel. So the switch will take place now. Greetings, my dear friends and fellow lightworkers. I am El Moria, and it is with so much love that I'm here with you to remind you of your true divine power, a power that goes far beyond anything that you sometimes humanly have experienced in the past. It is a power that liberates you as you no longer need to know, as you no longer need to have to do anything, but allow yourself to be in the flow of change, in the knowing that as you are floating, by relaxing, by allowing, by being in this place of total surrender, the waves can carry you and you do not drown under the heaviness of the emotional discharge that you constantly fear while being in human form. It is true that you are part of humanity. And because you're part of humanity, you very much fear the spikes of all the shifts that are occurring at this time. And it is so easy to take these spikes of discomfort and discordant energies on and to connect them to all stories of your own, memories of your own. But where I'm guiding you now, it's a place where you can release all these stories of the past and you can use the power of now to just be and to know that in beingness, everything can resolve in a peaceful manner for you, in a way that is of your highest good. But you must be willing to allow that to take place. And I want to express how important every single one of you is on this path of enlightenment. Do not take your role and your human life lightly. You've come here, you've chosen to come to Earth, to be incarnated at this time, to walk the path of initiation, to remember your divine essence, so you can assist humanity and Earth as a whole. This is of extreme grave importance at this time. So don't ever talk to yourself in a way that belittles you or that makes you small. You are by no means small. You play a very active role in anchoring love and light here on Earth. The fact that you're listening to me right now is a message to you that you are ready through the discipline necessary on yourself with the tools you've already learned to no longer be afraid, but to know that through the power of love, light and darkness can merge into oneness and great transformation can take place for all. So I invite you now to take a couple of deep breaths. And in this breathing, allow yourself to raise yourself up, to leave your body behind, and to raise yourself up. And as you raise yourself up, you're being greeted by your holy guardian angel who's been awaiting you right there as you raise yourself out of your body. Use your breathing in and out to just relax enough to simply step out of your body and be guided by your holy guardian angel to raise yourself up out of your human existence, further up beyond the room you're sitting in, further up into the higher spheres beyond the earth, just for one moment, in a place where you can see the whole earth. And the reason why I want you to be in this place is because I want you to feel the power of the influence that the sun and the moon have on you right now, especially during times of full moons and new moons, and you just experienced a very powerful full moon. When you have a full moon, the sun shines directly onto the moon. And there is a certain illumination that the divine masculine brings to the divine feminine and the divine feminine brings to Earth. And there's a balanced way in that. So in this, a part of you is always seeking for the perfect relationship. Part of you is always seeking for balance and harmony. And so when this time of a full moon is taking place and you witness that, often what is coming to the surface are parts of you that are still not in balance, that still need attention, that are calling to you to remind you that there's still a redefining that needs to take place. And that is the simplest way of saying it. Because your lower self wants you to believe that you're powerless. Your human self wants you to believe that The only way to live is in fear and separation. But your divine I Am presence, your spiritual self, knows that that isn't true. So there are these two forces that are pulling you, especially at a time of a full moon. And that is where the first ray becomes most effective. Because as you call on the energy essence of the first ray, on the essence of trust and faith, when you feel this tension of your lower self wanting to pull you into fear and into negativity and into discordant energies, but then you reach up at the same time to your spiritual aspect and you feel the two forces on you, you can use your heart center as a center point, as a center point that reaches up and almost like a seesaw creates this balance point. And as you even take the time to put your hand on your heart, when you feel all of this discordant energy around you during a full moon, put your hand on your heart. Take a couple of deep breaths when that happens. And remember that what's outside of you is also within you. Then feel the lunar essence, the moon essence within you. Feel the sun essence within you. Feel the balancing of the two energies within you at that moment. And feel both coming together in sacred union within your heart. And as you do that, you're not only supporting your own inner balance, and you're not only supporting your own inner alignment, but you're also doing that for humanity and Gaia as a whole. So now, in this process, I invite you now to flow with me all the way to the Himalayan. You will see the Himalayan in the distance, the beautiful snow-topped mountains. And I want you to follow your holy guardian angel as your holy guardian angel takes you down onto an ancient plateau in the Himalayan. As you land on this plateau, witness a lot of sacred geometry engraved into this plateau. Most importantly, in the center, the six-pointed star, also known as the Star of David, a symbol for spirit and matter merged into oneness. You will also find the diamond-shaped symbol there as a symbol for Archangel Michael. And in all of these sacred symbols, find the one that speaks to you. And as you step into it, it might be as simple as a sphere, as a circle, as a triangle. As you step into that sacred geometry, feel it merge into you and becoming alive within you, empowering you to recognize that you are sacred geometry yourself. Your light body, everything about you is sacred geometry. And so it awakens within you something ancient, a primordial language that is necessary for you to remember as you're being invited now into a Sirik temple of the first ray. And as you enter the Sirik temple of the first ray, I greet you right there. I guide you deeper into the temple. And as you enter the most inner part of the temple, you witness a column of light of a blue ray. This is a blue ray of the first ray in its purest form. And I invite you now, if you're ready, if you're truly ready to embrace your divine I Am presence, to take your power back as a co-creator in the knowing that you're part of something so much vaster and that you are here to anchor the highest frequency of love and light here on Earth, I invite you now to step into this column of light and to receive the empowerment of the first ray as it infuses itself into every aspect of you, fully activating itself within you. And as you receive this download of the first ray, we will now play the music that has been specifically created to support this process. In this alignment is that first ray. Now descending down upon you is your divine I Am presence, is your spiritual self. And I invite you to feel that sacred merging and unifying of spirit and matter taking place within you, activating within your heart the diamond energy. A diamond are two triangles touching upon each other, or two pyramids touching upon each other. It is very symbolic for the times that you're living on Earth now, experiencing on Earth now. It is times where you continuously are asked to bring spirit and matter together to create change, to create a new paradigm. So feel that taking place within you now. And now that in this moment, fully activated within you, is the diamond energy of the first ray, helping you to maintain that balance, the balance between spirit and matter, helping you to maintain a balance also between your masculine and feminine side within, and supporting you in the process of no longer looking at fear as a form of threat or adversity, but in the knowing that it is only there to teach you about what else you need to accept or release to merge further into your divine heritage, into that what you're meant to be here on earth at this time. Take a couple of deep breaths. Feel it settle within your heart. And slowly, ever so slowly, step out of that ray as you're now being guided out of the Assyric temple again. And as your holy guardian angel is taking you now back all the way back to your physical body, back down to earth. And as you settle in your body, take a moment, take your time to feel your feet on the ground, to feel what has changed within your heart, within you. And now that you will continue to feel shifts and changes the next few days, weeks, as Brigida said and as Saint Germain said, you are being prepared to shift your consciousness even further to an expanded consciousness of love and peace. Love and peace starts with your own self. Where have you not allowed yourself to nurture your own self, to give yourself love, to forgive yourself for being human? The first ray will support you in having a new relationship with your own self. Because as you accept anything that you might call your challenges or your fears, you will quickly find that what your challenges are also your greatest gifts. And these gifts are needed at this time of transformation on earth, very much so. So take another deep breath. And now that you're very much loved and supported, Archangel Michael and Lady Faith, they are both going to continue the work on you until they feel it is done in a manner that frees you up more. So just know that it might be advisable, if you can, to maybe sit down or rest or lay down after this radio show to just allow more of this to integrate into you. If you have a busy schedule, of course, do whatever you need to do. Now that this is only the beginning, it is an activation that will open you up to new knowledge, new understanding of what it means to be empowered. You've learned a lot of lessons about powerlessness, but now it is time to take your power back. And with power, we are talking about true divine power, not controlling your past, but being empowered by something greater than you that will work with you and through you. Now that my love is with you always, I am El Moria, and I'm going to hand now this over back to Saint Germain, and it is so. Greetings, I am Saint Germain, and know that it is very important to never underestimate the energy attunements you're receiving during these radio shows. Make sure you drink a lot of fluids, a lot of water, and understand that shifts and changes are necessary to happen for you. You wouldn't be listening to this radio show if you were not part of the Violet Flame in Action. You and I, we've worked in many lifetimes together, and once again, we are meeting here to support the transformational process on Earth. So do not take this lightly, as all of this is preparing you to even become more effective as a channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light yourself, to become more effective as a healer, as a guide, as a teacher. And so, as you are facing your own shadow side, and as you delve deeper into that, what might feel uncomfortable, what you're really doing is you're preparing a path that others then can tread as well. Therefore, never feel that you're failing when another aspect of a shadow side of your own self is coming up to be checked, to be looked at, to be felt. You're never failing. In truth, you're a pioneer, you're a way shower. You are walking ahead of the masses so that others can do so as well. And so you are the new coming of the Christ energy. You are going through death and resurrection over and over again so that the Christ energy can awaken within humanity's heart again. Now that my love is with you always, that I'll support you at this time of great transformation, and that all of this is in preparation for so much more to come that will bring you great joy and happiness. I will now hand the word back over to Brigida. My love is with you. Blessings to you. And may the violet flame assist you in embracing change instead of running away from it. And it is so. Namaste. Amen. Well, thank you all. Thank you, Almoria. Thank you, St. Germain. Thank you, Archangel Michael and Lady Faith. That was very beautiful. And thank you all the listeners for being part of our show today. I know this will most definitely help you on your path of enlightenment. And as I said, from personal experience, I've seen what surrendering does. It seems so overwhelming. And, you know, and sadly, we are such strong warriors that we fight until the end and we do whatever is necessary and we are not willing to give up. And it's not about giving up, but surrender is about really taking a step back and saying, what is it that I'm even fighting for? And you will often find that what you're fighting for is nothing else than something you're afraid to experience. The fear of change, the fear of the unknown. What if I'm not ready for something or not prepared for something? And believe me, that thought goes through my mind very, very often. What if I fail? What if I'm not prepared? Every time I go on a radio show like this, I wonder, what was I thinking? And yet, when the moment comes, you will be ready for whatever you're going to face. And it'll always be much more beautiful than you even think. And it will be, in a way, an experience that will allow you to learn about who you are, about your gifts, and about your divinity. Don't run away from change, as St. Germain said. Change is the only constant we have right now. So you might as well make peace with it. I know I had to. So thank you again for being part of our show today. And next week, we are going to focus on the second ray. We will have Ascended Master Kusumi and Archangel Jophiel as guests next week. So it will be very beautiful, and I'm excited to have them. Make sure that you listen to the show and all past shows. You can do that 24/7 on demand here or on iTunes. And I'm looking forward to being with you again next week. Once again, if you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, you can go to my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. And with that, I'm going to close today's radio show. Blessings to all of you. May the first ray encourage and empower you in the days ahead to simply be in alignment with spirit as much as possible. I am Brigida Boye, and you just listened to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. Peace be with you, and may the light shine upon your path. And it is so.
Thank you for joining us on The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. Please tune in again for another edition with your host, Brigida Boye, and Saint Germain, along with other divine masters and angels of love and light. Have a good week.